most everybody else, wherever you go, is younger than you, and they're all younger.
I've lost so many friends, it's kind of sad sometimes.
That is the downside. You get to live to be...
That's the downside.
...this age.
I've lost 3 friends just this last month.
Does that bear on your mind, the end of life, for you?
No, not at all. Isn't that our goal? The life we'll have hereafter.
Right.
So, that for me, at least for me, it is not a worry.
As you look back and view the world, and we hear all the things that are going on, and we hear this terrorism and all this going on, do you think in terms of immorality or indecency or corruption, mankind has gotten worse?
Television has made a big difference, I believe, in what we see, what we hear, and it probably affects your thoughts. And terrorism is certainly something that seems to be getting worse.
And Opal, you have a comment along that line?
Well, there are so many wicked things that happen, and the Bible said man would get wickeder and wiser. Of course, it meant women, too. And I think they can think up some gruesome things to do that they wouldn't have thought of long back before. But I think that they are wiser, it's true. And I think we have a lot of good people. Most of them, I think, are good people. I just like people, and I love everybody. They all seem like they're just wonderful to me.
Do you think you both have a feeling of gratitude more today than you even did when you were younger? Thankfulness?
Well, I'm thankful for the parents I had. I'm thankful for the happy marriage I had. Much to be thankful. I count my blessings every day, I guess.
Opal?
Well, I think I was very fortunate. I had a good life. I don't think I could complain. I just hope that I lived up to my luck to be so well taken care of when it would have been otherwise.
Yeah.
I love people. I love to teach Sunday school to the little folks and tell them to be kind to people who are not well and things like that. I just had a real good time. I've met so many wonderful people, and people have been so good to me that I don't understand why, but they are.
Both of you seem to have a positive attitude. You know, there are many people who are negative, and they look dark on things. And maybe, do you think both
I'm
of you,
negative.
You've always been positive and had a positive attitude?
I think I have always.
I don't think of dying unless somebody brings it up. I just feel like I'm going to live forever.
I want to thank both of you for sharing with us. We can learn something from both of you, and I think the biggest thing is being positive, having a positive attitude, liking people, and being active.
Being active.
Isn't that kind of what
to do with it.
You're summing it up? Right?
Be positive. Be positive.
And so, Richard, you have some observations to make because you've been around many of these people who are 100 and older. How would you sum up some of what we're talking about today?
Well, I think they just really nailed it on the head. You got to stay positive. You got to remain active. It's that old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I think the centenarians that I have the privilege of knowing, those who do have good health and remain active, don't sit in the rocking chair, intermingled with people, will have a longer life. I think we're on the move to have more super centenarians. That's when you reach 110, and we are having more of those now. Maybe by the time I get there, we'll be up to 120. Who knows? The oldest one to live in Oklahoma lived to be 122. She was a woman. So I tell our centenarian women, you got to go 123 years to set the new record.
Don't think I'll make it.
That's a challenge.
Yeah, it is. Well, it sounds like both of you ladies could probably reach that age. But the key to this, too, of course, is health. And poor health comes to some people, and it's no fault of their own. So all of us in this room today are lucky that we have our health and we can do what we're doing right now.
I was thinking about the Lord. One of the advice that I would like to say is trust in God. I used to tell my little folks, there may be times in your life when you have something that's bothering you that you can't even tell your mother and father. So always remember, you can talk to God and Jesus, and they will help you through your times and make you see things as they ought to be.
That's great advice and a good way to finish our conversation here today. Thank you, Vida and Opal. I'm in awe of both of you. And if I can be like you, then I want to be 102 and 103 as well. I'm sure Richard joins me on that. Thank you so much.